The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross, and for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Another day, another hack. Google says a Gmail attack originating in China compromised the Gmail accounts of hundreds of government officials. CBS correspondent Wyatt Andrews.
Google said the hacker's goal was to eavesdrop on the officials to monitor the content of the users' emails.
Come on, China, don't you own enough of us already? More in a moment. Chinese officials deny any deliberate hacking into Gmail accounts of government employees, but according to a security blogger who analyzes this stuff, an innocent-looking email, which Google says was traced to Jinan, China, was sent out to hundreds of senior U.S. government offices. The subject heading was designed to appeal to State Department officials.
It was an innocent-looking email that offered the latest U.S.-China joint statement and which fooled some of the users into giving up their private password.
And the way it worked was if you clicked on this email offering the latest U.S.-China joint statement, a Gmail login page appeared, and some people figured, oh, I must need to log in again. So they typed in the username and password, not realizing the login page was fake and that they'd just given some stranger everything they would need to get access to that Gmail account. Secretary of State Clinton was, what's the diplomatic phrase? Gravely concerned.
These allegations are very serious. We take them seriously. We're looking into them.
Yes. This sounds like one of those incidents which might require, what's the diplomatic term for ripping China a new one? A frank discussion, during which I'm guessing China would say something like, and how many treasury bonds did we buy from you last month? Followed by apologies all around for this terrible misunderstanding, a big banquet, the clinking of glasses, and a U.S.-China joint statement, which will be promptly mailed to everybody's Gmail account. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, June 3rd, 2011.